ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदाह्मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् Very happy to see all of you tonight, and very happy that for a few minutes I was sitting next to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. I offer my obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances to all my very dear God brothers and God sisters who are my life and soul, and I offer my humble obeisances to all of you. It's rare in this world to find pure devotion. Muktanam apisiddhanam narayana parayana, to find someone who's heart is pure, that is, one who has only a desire to please Krishna. It is the desire within the heart of everyone that exudes into their daily life. Whatever I carry in my heart comes out through my eyes, it comes out in the tone of my voice. It comes out in the movements that I make through life. We vote with our feet where we go. You have all come here tonight. You voted with your feet to come here, to Govardhan, to drop whatever else you were doing, and to sit in this holy place and hear Krishna Katha. And it is that Hare Krishna. Desire within the heart that drives a person wherever they go. In fact, Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the heart is like the charioteer. The body is just the chariot, but the chariot driver is here. So the important aspect of life is what we're carrying in our heart. And to find one who has pure motivation in the heart, who is free from envy of others. Jiva Goswami says, Matsara, envy, means the inability to tolerate the eminence of another. And Rupa Goswami says, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranati bisha bhajantam isham shushushaya bhajana vignamananyamanya Nindari shunya hridyam ipsita sanga labhya, that the topmost devotee is one who is free from the propensity to criticize others, that pinching that closes my heart when I see another successful, when I see someone else happy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his poems, Amara Jivana, he's speaking to exemplify the pain in the heart of a conditioned soul, that when I see others happy, I become unhappy. When I see others suffering, then I become very glad. This is the reversed condition of material life, diseased condition of material life. Nindari shunya, to find someone who's free from this propensity of ninda, to find fault, especially in others. This is rare in this world. And this is what we're after. This is what we really want, this state of heart, this purity of heart. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that this can be had from a pure devotee. When the fire in one's home goes out, then one goes to the neighbor and says, please give me a coal, some spark to light the fire again. And when this spirit of devotion is lacking, one must go to someone who has this utsahan, this enthusiasm for giving Krishna to everyone, for seeing Krishna everywhere. And this is the quality in Srila Prabhupada, the quality from the core of his heart, which affected so much change in the world, which attracted people. Everyone, living beings, are sensitive. They know when they're being cheated, and they know when something's real or not. Of course, they may not know in certain instances, and they may become cheated, but ultimately, people, living entities, are sensitive. They know when someone's their well-wisher. And everyone's looking for that quality in someone else. And so when someone has that within their heart, that unalloyed quality, that feeling of wishing well to all living entities, yastu sarvani bhutani atmani vanu pashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatuna vijugupsate yasmin sarvani bhutani atmai vadbud vijanataha tatrako mohakasho ka ekatvam manupashyataha. One who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. One who always sees all living beings as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? And this is the quality of a pure devotee. Sees everything in relationship with the Krishna, sees all living entities as his parts and parcels. And all his movements in this world are meant to do good for others, to truly benefit someone else. There's no ulterior motive. And people can feel this. A veterinary doctor told me recently that in the operating room, even animals can tell that the doctor is trying to do something to help the patient. And not all the time, but in remarkable ways, animals can sense that the doctor's there trying to help me, and they cooperate. Living entities are sensitive. They're part and parcel of Krishna. And so, everyone's hoping in this world for that kind of association of someone who's truly loving, who's truly their well-wisher. So when Srila Prabhupada came to America and mingled with people and started his campaign to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and people came forward and sensed this power from within the core of Srila Prabhupada's heart, that he had no ulterior motive, he wanted nothing from anyone, he only came to give. As the power of his kirtan from sitting in one place. And the sound vibration of his kirtan attracted people. This is the great secret of spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not a matter of facility. People have lots of facility around the world for various projects, and it doesn't mean they'll be successful. But the real power is this quality in the heart. If someone sits down on the North Pole and has this quality of purity within their heart and sings Krishna's names, Krishna will arrange to send all kinds of remarkable people, living entities, to come there to be guided by that person. And that's what happened when Srila Prabhupada came to the West and began to sing Hare Krishna and to speak about the Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes in the early lectures in 1966 in Mishra's ashram in New York, I've been listening to these recently over and over again, 1966 lectures, Srila Prabhupada in New York City. And it sounds like there's sometimes only one or two people in the room that are responsive, that are listening. But the enthusiasm with which Srila Prabhupada's speaking is palpable. And still that vibration is going on, inspiring people. So from that purity in Srila Prabhupada's heart, now people all over the world, all of us, are here sitting and taking shelter of the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and changing our direction to go back home, back to Godhead, because of that power within the heart of Srila Prabhupada. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the pure devotee has qualities like water. This was the Avadhuta Brahman, who had 24 gurus. And when Maharaj Yadu met the Avadhuta Brahman, he asked him, "How did you become enlightened?" And he said, "I have so many gurus." And he named the mountain, the tree, the prostitute, the karari hawk, the arrow maker. And he said, "Water." And water, he said, has qualities. It's beautiful in its sound. When you hear running water, it's pleasing. It soothes your heart and mind. It's also clear. You can see. Transparent. It shows what's on the other side. And it's purifying. If you touch water, you become purified. So he said that when I see the qualities of water, I understand the qualities of a pure devotee. And the pure devotee is transparent. We can experience just even in an instant from the glance of a pure devotee the feeling of the spiritual world. In fact, this is how Narada Muni was so much benefited, just by the glance of the sages who came to his house. And there are prayers in the Shastra which talk about how the perfection of the eye is to see the pure devotee. Perfection of the body is to touch the pure devotee. And actually, this is the most exciting moment to see a pure devotee, a Vaishnav who is completely pure and dedicated to Krishna. So such devotees clarify for everyone else what is the purpose of life. Make it very clear. Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is an example. In the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada says that one lady had asked him to recommend a version of the Bhagavad Gita, but he couldn't recommend anything. And therefore, he wrote his own commentary to present as it is, to clarify that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Surrender to Krishna. And it's very pleasing to hear, just as water is very pleasing, it's very pleasing to hear the sound vibration that comes from a pure devotee. Just that, hearing that sound vibration, as Srila Prabhupada said about his spiritual master, he couldn't exactly understand everything he was saying at first. But he knew it was the topmost thing. So he sat and he listened. And just by listening to the sound vibration of someone whose heart is completely pure, then I become transformed. So the sound vibration, like water, it's the sound we're all looking for. There are many sounds in this world, but that sound that comes from the unmotivated heart of a pure devotee, it clarifies everything. It gives us the direction back home, back to Godhead. And water is transparent. Srila Prabhupada's books have given transparency to the science of Krishna consciousness. Anyone can take these books and read them and understand for themselves how to become a pure devotee of the Lord, how to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. When I met Srila Prabhupada in 1973 in San Francisco, we were part of a book distribution party, and the temple president introduced us as book distributors and told Prabhupada that we were distributing a certain quantity of books. And Srila Prabhupada said, "You must also read my books." He said, "I've not written these just for selling, but I want you to read these books and become pure devotees and go back home, back to Godhead." So they are unusual in the world. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentary by Srila Prabhupada, and the Bhagavad Gita. We have such a feeling for these books that we don't want to go anywhere where they're not present. A few years ago, someone invited me to someone's house in Vrindavan. Actually, I wasn't sure about the situation. Someone said, "Well, philosophically, we're not sure where they're at." And I went there, and when we got to the house, I said, Where are the books? Do they have Srila Prabhupada's books in the house?" And they said, "No, they don't like those books. They have some other books." And I said, I have a stomachache. I have to go home. I can't take lunch here." This is the quality of Srila Prabhupada's books, that when they come into someone's home, they transform that place into Goloka Vrindavan. And people who regularly hear from them develop the same qualities and the same clarity about the purpose of life. So the pleasing sound that is generated from the pure devotee, Prabhupada's chanting, his bhajan, which goes out into his books, into the hearts of his followers and those who listen to him, and then they broadcast it to others. The clarity which he gives, like water, so that people can see immediately what the goal of life is, and they become very happy. And purification. Everyone can become purified by the association of a pure devotee. It doesn't matter what position one comes from. We were just reading that tonight in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto. Any position, if you come in contact with a pure devotee, you become purified by his or her association. So, on this eve of the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I oftentimes remember the poem that Prabhupada wrote when he was in Vrindavan, lamenting the passing away of his spiritual master. And in this poem, the refrain is, "On this day of your disappearance, I am utterly despondent." What does it mean to be utterly despondent after the passing of one's spiritual master? The utter despondence. That having lost that guidance, the light of one's life, the main attraction of one's life has left our vision. This is Tirobhav. He's disappeared from our sight. Then opens up a new responsibility. That person who is giving shelter, who is answering questions, who is there to encourage everyone. And Prabhupada said, that's why I flew around the world 11 times. That's why he went to so many places, to encourage my disciples. That's what he said, just to encourage them. What does one do when that person is no longer visible? One becomes utterly despondent. But there's also a responsibility that comes from that, that one must take up the instruction. One has to build something from the ashes of that despondency. One must take the sound vibration and make it part of one's life and carry on the instruction of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada says, in the absence of the spiritual master, the instruction should become the life and soul of the disciple. So the entire ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness movement, is going on with this mood to carry forth this purity of heart that Srila Prabhupada gave us, to spread it all over the world, to give everyone an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead as well. We have to have a mission in life. Otherwise, we'll be distracted by so many other ideas. There are many, many, many good causes in the world. But there is one great cause. We should not lose sight of the great cause because of the many good causes. And the one great cause is to develop this purity of heart and to give it to as many other people as possible. This is the work that has to be done. This is the mission. This is the exciting feature of life, is to move for the sake of giving others the benefit of going back home, back to Godhead, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. In one of Srila Prabhupada's purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that even a worm who follows the instructions of a pure devotee can go back to Godhead. The vision of Srila Prabhupada was to give everyone an opportunity to go back to Godhead. He was very much in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, who said that, I don't want to take Mauna Vrat. I don't want to sit in the Himalayas and meditate. All these processes may or may not be successful, but what I would like to do is give everyone an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. Because, he said, I've received this mercy from my spiritual master, and I want to share it with everyone in the world. How could I give up his service, he says. So this is how one deals with utter despondency. The darkness that ensues after the great acharya leaves the world and confusion comes, that one has to take that clarity of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and apply it in one's own life. And we are reading tonight in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that when one takes the instructions by hearing them and then gives them to others, then he becomes doubly empowered. Because when you give it to others, then it comes alive. You actually see in the hearts of others how it really works, how others are becoming transformed, and then you get more faith. You see, actually, that it's alive. It's a live thing. It's not academic. It really works. That people from any position in life, the Bhagavatam Shukadeva Goswami says, Kirata hunandar pulinda pulkasha abhirashumba yavana kasadaya yene cha papari arapashraya shaya shujanti tasmai pravavishnave namaha. He says, doesn't matter who it is, Vishnu's power comes through the Vaishnavas and can purify anyone. So when we align ourselves with that instruction and the mood that's been passed down to us through Srila Prabhupada, and we take the mission has to be there. We have to have the spirit, a missionary spirit. Otherwise, life is dead. If I don't give it out, it dies. When I give it out, it grows, the great mystery of spiritual life. The more I give, the more it increases. The members of the Panchatattva broke open the storehouse of love of God and distributed the contents. They ate, they distributed, and the more they gave it out, the more the contents increased. This is how to deal with utter despondency on the disappearance of the great Acharya, is to take the mission and to see it come alive in the lives and hearts of other people, wherever they're from. And now you can go anywhere in the world, in China, Vietnam. I went to Vietnam a couple of years ago. And there we found people interested in Krishna consciousness. China, now all over China, people are chanting Hare Krishna. And any place in the world that we go, we find people chanting Hare Krishna and becoming happy, taking the message of Krishna consciousness. So I take this day, this disappearance day, to be a time of renewal, a time when we can remember the message of the Acharya and bring it into our lives in a profound way. Srila Prabhupada left behind him the great treasures of his books, which he asked us to distribute to people all over the world in as many languages as possible. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute it all over the world. Now we have books even in Farsi. Satyanarayan Prabhu has printed this book in Farsi. I believe it's the Easy Journey to Other Planets. Normally on the front cover of the Easy Journey to Other Planets has a picture of a yogi and he's meditating on Radha and Krishna. But on the Farsi version, you see the yogi meditating, but there's nothing. Because in the countries that they're distributing that book, they don't want to scare people right away. But we're finding, even in America, many Farsi-speaking people. I met a Muslim mullah when I was at a outdoor event. And he had a beard. He spoke Farsi. And I told him that we were distributing these spiritual books. And he asked, I told him that we believe in Allah. And he asked me that, you know, do I pray every day? I said, yes. He said, how many times? I said, 16 times at least. And he gave me a big hug. He said, oh, this is very nice. And he bought this Farsi book. As far as I know, it's the only Farsi book that we have. And he hung around for a long time. He wanted to know where all the other Farsi books were. But you can imagine the power of one book from Srila Prabhupada's purity of his heart, which he gave that vibration, and now it's been translated into Farsi. And what path that book will take from this Muslim mullah. He's taken it back to Afghanistan. You don't know what's going to happen. Now that's the excitement of a mission. You just don't know what's going to happen, but you know something's going to happen. Because of the power of the sound vibration. But you get to see it for yourself. You get to sit up close and actually watch how it affects people. And I often wonder about you know, all the people that we speak to and preach to, you know, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tajayante kalevaram. That whatever your bhava is at the time of death, you'll attain that. And, you know, so many people in a materialistic life, they do so many sinful things. And at the time of death, that's what they remember, all the sins. And then they're dragged down again. But for those engaged in this missionary work, you're doing so many things to help others, to give Krishna consciousness to others. So you'll remember all those things when you die, at the time leaving the body. You'll remember, you can't remember them all now. Think back to all the people you met and all the people you taught to chant Hare Krishna mantra. But you'll remember it when you leave this body. This is the great benefit of preaching, that you actually, you become infused yourself. You become enthused and full of enthusiasm and Krishna consciousness yourself. Just teaching people the Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this. He went all over the countryside and he'd go to people's homes and he would teach them, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so now, we can do that too. Who can stop you? Who can stop you if you decide to go out and teach everyone in your village to chant Hare Krishna? Tell me, who can stop you? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, the police tried to stop him, his followers. And he said, let's have a big march on the house of the Qazi. So no one can stop you. But one thing, when you teach people individually how to chant Hare Krishna, you'll see something very amazing. Like in America, on the streets, when we distribute a book, after people buy the book, we tell them, now I want to teach you a prayer. Do you believe in the power of prayer? And they say, yeah, because it's a very pious country. It's amazing. People believe in the power of prayer. So we say, I'll teach you this prayer from the Sanskrit language. They're names of God, and they're meant to wake up pure love of God in your heart. And then I hand them a little card that has the Maha Mantra on the card. And I say, now I'm going to teach you this mantra. Are you ready? Are you? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Gaur Premanande. So now what do you think people do when we teach them that prayer? The Hare Krishna mantra. First of all, Shastra, Nikila Shuti Mauli Ratnamala Duti Nirajita Pada Pankajanga. Ay Mukta Kale Rupasyamanam Paritastam Harinama Shamshrayami. Rupa Goswami says, if you look within all the Vedas, you do a search and you go within and you find the very essence of all the Vedas, it's the Hare Krishna mantra, it's the holy name. So when somebody's chanting the holy name, Aho Bhattashwa Pachato Gariyana Jivagre Vartite Namatubhyam Tipusta Paste Juhuhu Sasnar Arya Brahmanachur Nama Granantiyete. Devahuti says to Kapila Dev, oh, what a wonderful thing this is if someone just says it with the tip of their tongue, Hare Krishna. It means they have performed all the ritualistic sacrifices in the Vedas in their previous life. They've gone to all the holy places. They've done every prerequisite to come to this position to say, Hare Krishna. So what does it feel like to give someone the Hare Krishna mantra on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, who passed it on to us? There's nothing better. Now, even better than that, sometimes we show people the mantra and we say, okay, I'm going to teach you this mantra. And now, are you ready? And they say, wait a minute. Hold on. Or even more, there's a couple, man and a woman. I hand the card to the man. I say, are you ready to chant? Repeat after me. And the woman says, wait, stop. Don't do it. I say, why? And she says, you don't know what's in that. What's going to happen to you if you say that mantra? You don't know what's going to happen to you. Your whole life could change and turn upside down. And I'm thinking, she's pretty smart. She actually knows. And I said, living entities are sensitive. They know when they see something like that, that this is Hare Krishna. Anything can happen, Hare Krishna. So this is what we get from the great Acharya, from Srila Prabhupada. It brings this down. And the excitement is to take it up, to take up the mission. Not just to take it, but take it and give it. Take it and give it. Give it to everyone. This is the great need in the world today. People need this vibration that is emanating from the heart of Srila Prabhupada. They need it. They have to have it. There's no other remedy. The anxiety has become so thick all over the world. There's no escaping it anywhere. People have to have this. And it's in your hands. It's in your hands. A little bit goes a long way. One book in Farsi going to Afghanistan, who knows what that could do? It could bring down a whole empire, the words in that book. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized, print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. But distribute, distribute, distribute. The more we give it out, the more it increases. This is a spiritual mathematics. This is what to remember on this day of Srila Prabhupada's departure, when we're utterly despondent, when there are so many differences of opinion all over the world, even in spiritual circles. The only place to take shelter is in the mission, in the words of the Acharya. So this life is so short, but we have the greatest opportunity, labbam sudurlabham idam bahusambhavante, to take full advantage of the blessing of the greatest Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is the greatest opportunity. Anarpita chidam chidat karuna yavatirna kalo. Anarpita, I was sitting next to Fakir Mohan at Prasadam the other day, and he was telling me hundreds of meanings of anarpita. And he said, anarpita chidam chidat. For a long time, it says, Lord Chaitanya is thinking, the Lord Krishna is thinking, I haven't distributed this kind of mercy to the world. And this devotee was saying to me, it's never been done before like this. This has never been done before, anarpita. It's a unique thing in the world. It's the most precious thing. So we see that Srila Prabhupada took shelter of the words of his spiritual master, and he put his life and soul into the mission to bring it to the world. And now we also have the opportunity to do such a thing. And one person who decides in their heart that that's it, I surrender, I'm going to do this, that person becomes a beacon, a force of good for the whole world. And we have that ability to do that under the shelter of the great Acharyas that we've been given. So I'm looking out at all of you and just seeing the marvelous expansion of Srila Prabhupada's mercy through his great disciples who have taken this to heart and are expanding that mercy to people all over the world. And I, in your presence, now pray for your special blessings and consideration. You're all Vaishnavs. You have the power to bless others. So I ask you for your kind consideration and your blessings to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and to fully take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.